This is Capital Access, your on-ramp to news and insight from the Capitol. I'm Kelly Connolly. A few key players in this week's Medicaid expansion debate spoke with WRKF about what went into their decision.
Kenny Havard, State Representative, District 62 from St. Francisville, Louisiana. I certainly do not know everything that's in the Affordable Care Act. The situation we're in here is they're asking us to accept this as law of the land in Louisiana, and no one knows or can tell us what's in it, you know, from the president on down.
Regina Barrow, State Representative, District 29.
I have been engaged in this process when the Supreme Court was actually deciding whether or not it was constitutional. I was actually in D.C. then.
I'm Representative Lance Harris from District 25, Alexandria. I looked at a lot of different articles. I had some searches on Google to make sure that they alerted me to anything that came across. And put those facts together and was able to determine that I was right. There are too many questions, and it could end up costing the Louisiana taxpayer a lot of money.
The cost for 3 years is covered at 100%, to me, is a no-brainer, with the option at any time to opt out.
That particular bill was very easy for me to not support the expansion of Medicaid. There's a big question mark as to what's going to happen. The full ramifications of that bill will not be known until probably the end of 2014.
Representatives decided to kill one bill that would have led to approval of part of the ACA package, Medicaid expansion. More bills to do so are up next week. Kelly Connolly, WRKF News.